Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Who'd have thought that something as prosaic as coffee would turn up in so many songs? Also something as evocative and satisfying. Amazing what a simple cup can do, in your hands and in a song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Will you be surprised to find out from songs how important coffee and tea are, how many different moods they can affect, from melancholy and pensive to celebratory and joyful? They arrive as a passing reference in a Liszt song or as another song's central subject. From Bob Merrill's 1966 score to Breakfast at Tiffany's, a show that never officially opened, Sally Kellerman with Quiet Coffee, and from Joe Harvey and Terry Allen's 1994 score to Chippy, Joe Ely and Allen with Cup of Tea.
A little quiet coffee. Sometimes I think that living on the brink, with every night a circus and a riot, I need some coffee and some quiet, with a low who leans toward life's quiet sea. A little coffee working. Here comes the steam. Please, baby, pass that dream. It's times like these keep dreams alive and perking. I touch his lips and kiss them softly. I need him awfully. And quiet coffee.
You raise the roof, honey, I'll raise the rafters. You put me under your spell. I'm loving you from now till hereafter. Together we'll both raise hell.
You've been my good loving fella, and I'll be your cup of tea.
You'd be my sweet marshmallow, I'll take you home with me. Enchilada, I'll be your pepper and spice. You raise the roof, I'll raise the rafters. Put me under your spell. I'm loving you now till hereafter. Together we'll both raise hell. Shotgun in my stick shift, caddy, I'll take you around in my car.
shaker, and we'll eat T-bone steak.
You raise the roof, I'll raise the rafter. You put me under your spell. I'm loving you from now till hereafter. Together we'll both raise hell.
Sally Kellerman, Cup of Coffee, and Joe Ely and Terry Allen, Cup of Tea. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Do people still dunk donuts in their coffee, or is that one of life's small pleasures gone for good? Listen to these titles from the 20s and 30s. Dunk a Donut, I'd Love to Dunk a Hunk of Sponge Cake, When I Dunk, Dunk, Dunk in the Coffee. And then listen to this song from 1934, an amusing assertion of desire mixed with affection. Dorothy Loudon and Arthur Siegel, I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee.
We were always going in for every sort of vitamin we'd read about. But we find we're filled up with what the doctors recommended as a build-up.
Now, I'd like to make it known that since I've met you, I have thrown their theories out.
You agree with me,
though you're not my vitamins A, B, C, D.
I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread. I wish that you were in the highball going to my head.
Dear, when you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable.
Fee,
fi,
fo,
fum,
we're overcome with the cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms, and everything.
Claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king.
Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
The cannibalistic feeling.
I'd like to smother you with mushrooms and everything.
I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king.
Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee, spread you on my bread.
Dorothy Loudon and Arthur Siegel, I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee. That kind of intimacy includes the act of drinking a cup of coffee together. It also transforms drinking coffee into a metaphor, not an especially ardent metaphor, but one that works anyway, even when it appears only in passing as part of a longer list in a catalog song. In 1928, Ray Henderson, Buddy De Silva, and Lou Brown wrote this one for a show called Hold Everything. These are the Ambassadors with a vocal by Frank Salvano, You're the Cream in My Coffee.
Thank you. in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Frank Salvano, You're the Cream in My Coffee. It's such a pleasant song that you have to wonder if coffee also works when the song is more ardent and impassioned. It can. It does. In this case, the song is about love as addiction, as obsessive need. It's something you can't do without, like, say, a cup of coffee or even a cup of tea. Bing Crosby sings, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
Seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't shake it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
From 1933, Bing Crosby with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. Let's go even farther. What happens when the can is empty or the milk turns sour or the machine won't brew? Do your hands start to shake? Does your temper fray? Do you feel unsteady and alone? It's no way to start a day. Where's the fuel for the hours of work to follow? What's going to happen to the cup shared with friends, the easy socializing, the conviviality, the decline of standards? From Frank Lesser's 1961 score to How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Jeff Blumenkranz and Victoria Clark, Coffee Break, and from John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1971 score to 70 Girls 70, Lillian Hayman and Goldie Shaw, Coffee in a Cardboard Cup.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee!
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Dies down, and something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Dies down.
This chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread. But only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can't take my coffee break.
No one waits a minute in a restaurant. No one wants a waitress passing pleasantries.
Like, how you miss?
Hiya, sir.
May I
take your order, please? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Yes, everything is hurry up.
It's rush it through.
And don't be slow.
And BLT.
On the ride to go.
With coffee.
I think so.
Coffee.
I know so.
Coffee.
In a cardboard cup. Coffee in a cardboard.
The trouble the psychologists have all agreed. It's coffee in a cardboard.
What?
Tell me what could possibly be drearier
than seaboard from the Belknap cafeteria.
Seems to me a gentleman would much prefer afternoon.
Hiya, Ben. Would you like the special, sir? The trouble with the world today is plain to see. Is everything is hurry up.
There's ready whip.
An instant tea.
And minute rice.
And my own meat.
There's coffee.
I think so.
Coffee.
I know this is
coffee.
In a cardboard cup.
The trouble is the way we like to take things out. Like
nobody knows, and you see what I mean.
No one knows the meaning of utopia. It's dining at your cornucopia. Seems to me we wouldn't be such nervous wrecks with hello there.
Be right back. Would you care for separate checks? The trouble the world today is plain to see. Is everything is hurry up.
Jeff Blumenkrantz and Victoria Clark, Coffee Break, and Lillian Hayman and Goldie Shaw, Coffee in a Cardboard Cup. A fair number of the coffee songs are also love songs. No surprise there. But linking romance to drinking coffee suggests something informal yet intimate, something inviting in the opportunity to be alone together. Is having coffee together nothing more than an excuse to get together? Or is it what seals the deal because it defines the intimacy? Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, and Meredith Patterson and Jeffrey Denman, Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. All I want is this. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table or two. A half an hour to cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, laughter and wine. Whenever your eyes gaze into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. Just a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
it is because you can't afford more sandwiches and coffee we will share. But if it's to help you save and hoard more, I can plainly see how much you care. Now if I were you, flirting with me, my advice would be, I've got a thousand and nothing to do. I'd like to lend it or spend it on you. I know I'm reckless, but you are some girl. The jewels, that necklace, I'll buy every pearl.
Skies are gray.
Why should we complain?
Let's laugh at the cloudy day.
Let's sing in the rain.
Songwriters say the storm quickly passes.
That's their philosophy.
They see the world through rose-colored glasses.
Why shouldn't we?
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
A smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower.
Even John D. Rockefeller
is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
From the 1926 score The Charlots Review, Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan with Joe Meyer, Al Dubin, and Billy Roses, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. And from Irving Berlin's 1932 score To Face the Music, Meredith Patterson and Jeffrey Denman, Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Despite the intimacy in these songs, there's also something public about them. Regardless of what's in the cup. Could be coffee, could be tea. Man and woman go off together for those few moments. Anyone who notices is envious. You asked her to come and she said yes. John Pizzarelli, when I take my sugar to tea.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never ever take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea,
John Pizzarelli with Sammy Fain, Irving Cale, and Pierre Norman's 1931, When I Take My Sugar to Tea. Where does the intimacy lead? Maybe marriage, dreamed of and anticipated. It's probably imminent, because one lover says it to the other. No hesitation, no explanation, only an expression of deepest dreams and fondest hopes. Hot tea or hot coffee, and you. Marion Harris, Tea for Two, and Carol Gibbons Orchestra with Ann Lenner, Coffee in the Morning, Kisses at Night.
Love's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress a queen. Pull thee to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee, just me for two and two for me, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known near that we own a telephone here. Day will break and I'll awake and soft to bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Thank you.
From Vincent Eumann's and Irving Caesar's 1925 score to No, No, Nanette, Marion Harris, T for Two, and from Harry Warren and Al Dubin's 1934 score for Moulin Rouge, Ann Lehner with Coffee in the Morning, Kisses at Night. Just as coffee can suggest intimacy, it can also suggest being out and around. It's the morning ritual that puts you in touch with somebody else. As you line up to buy your latte, perhaps there's a moment of flirtation. Perhaps you only think there is. Kristen Chenoweth, Taylor the Latte Boy.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11. And he smiles and says, how are you? When he smiles and says, how are you? I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, how are you? I said, fine, and my name's Kristen. And he softly answered, hey. And I said, my name is Kristen, and thank you for the extra phone. And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor, the latte. My poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. So today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing in a band down in the village in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me, he made it triple. I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, what time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skin. He said, keep the 3:55 because this triple latte was on him.
Kristen Chenoweth with Zena Goldrich and Marcy Allison's Taylor the Latte Boy. You may think of your latte as a kind of early morning, mid-afternoon, on your way home after dinner salvation. But we all get to choose our own path to glory. Some prefer something much simpler and, in its way, more ambitious. The applicable word apparently is proper. Mike and Carlene McCornack, proper cup of coffee.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, oh, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
While shopping at the mall, I spied a little stall by the name of the Happy Little Brewer. The clerk said she could grind any coffee I could find, so I posed my dilemma to her.
I don't want your cherry chocolate cappuccino. There is just one way I wish to sip the Beano. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, oh, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. While riding on a jet 5 hours just to set and to take a trip across the country, we flew into a storm, no cause for great alarm, but suddenly the flight turned bumpy. The captain said, because of turbulence, I'm sorry, but we just can't serve you lunch. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, oh, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. I heard about a sage 100 years of age who lived upon a mountain treacherous. To find him you must climb and cut the leaf and vine and reach a yoga camp called Stretch Our Us. When finally I reached the mountain top, all he said was, did you bring the coffee pot? All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, oh, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, oh, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Mike and Carlene McCornack, proper cup of coffee. Simplicity takes us away from all the confections and comestibles and back to coffee itself. No doodads, just coffee and what it can do. The first lays out the possibilities good-naturedly. The second, if there can be such a thing, is the national anthem of coffee. The song doesn't make a great deal of sense, but it comes very close to perfection anyway. From Cole Porter's unproduced 1933 show Ever Yours, Ann Hampton Calloway, Coffee, and from 1940, The Ink Spots with Ben Oakland and Milt Drake's Java Jive.
Coffee, what a gift heaven sent. Coffee, what a blessed event. Coffee was the drink Homer meant when he sang about the nectar of the gods. Coffee, putting jangled nerves in tune. Coffee, what
comfort, what a boom. For although you've had an awful night, you know that very soon there'll be coffee. So what's the odds? Healing. It's amazing what a good cup of coffee can do. The doctors all say disaster it brings, and reformers try to suppress it. It's supposed to be full of horrible things, but even if it is, God bless it. For the battered, simply shattered by the night you've just been through, it's amazing what a good cup of coffee can do. Say disaster it brings, and reformers try to suppress it. It's supposed to be full of horrible things, but even if it is, God bless it. For the battered, simply shattered by the night you've just been through, it's amazing what a good cup of coffee can do. A good cup of coffee can do. I love it. A good cup of coffee can do.
Tea. I love the jabber jabbing, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
I love jabber, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber jabbing, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean. Unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber jabbing, it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love jabber, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea.
Bone.
Ann Hampton Callaway, Coffee, and the Ink Spots, Java Jive. I assume you're sated by now, and why wouldn't you be? Enough songs about coffee and tea to keep you up all night. So it's time to start sipping. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.